This is English Mojo. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to English Mojo, Episode 26, The Newest Campaign Tricks, Part 2. Obama, McCain, Clinton, Giuliani, the leading deep pocket candidates. Their hyperactive teams are working on new public statements daily. But do mesmerizing messages lie inside these? So far, nothing these three senators and an ex-mayor have released matches the powerful prose of Abe Lincoln or ML King Jr. Strip off the outer husk of their palaver, though, and you'll see remarkably similar and persistent subtext from all four. To do this, we're going to bypass the rhetoric and lay bare what the candidates are repeating most. We saw in Part 1 how the English Mojo subtext process, ESP, cuts through verbiage and exposes underlying subtexts. Now, as the campaign picks up speed, we'll use it to examine how each of these frontrunners confronts the issues for this election. First, we focus on one of the more traditional campaigners, Hillary. Her website encourages the first name familiarity through its heading, Hillary for President. Hillary for President offers no summary on the issues, but here's a look at an item from the middle of her list. It's titled, Restoring America's Standing in the World. I began reading her team's statement. Americans are ready for a leader who will restore America's reputation in the world, and Hillary is prepared to lead America back in the right. At this point, Migo, which every journalist will recognize as my eyes glazed over. And drowsiness began to overtake me. Unable to read further, I turned to the ESP, copied the full statement, and fed it in. A few seconds later, I discovered the following. Judging from the repetitions of her words, the world is important to Hillary, and so is America. But her statement repeated another word even more often, and that word was Hillary herself. Next, McCain came under scrutiny. The header on his website calls him simply McCain. It's got an earthy ring and suggests a Hollywood figure who stands up for justice in a cruel world, like a weather-beaten cowboy or your favorite rogue cop. McCain does have a summary of issues, so I began reading. America's economic progress requires that the federal government abide by the same standards of common sense and fiscal restraint as... Gosh. Overwhelming, Migo. What does McCain want me to remember most? Feeding his issues into our ESP revealed the most repeated phrase on the page was... John McCain. Perhaps the independent posed Obama 08 would prove different. You're listening to The Newest Campaign Tricks, Part 2, from EnglishMojo.com. At his Overview of Issues webpage, I read, Senator Obama has been able to develop innovative approaches to challenge the status quo and get results. Okay, this sounded promising. Americans are tired of divisive ideological politics, which is why Senator Obama has reached out to Republicans to find areas of common ground. He has tried to break partisan logjams and... The cliche density proved too much for me, and Migo occurred. I scrambled for the ESP. You might guess the results. Warm and fuzzy terms, common ground, healthcare, and strong families were repeated, but ultimately yielded to the 8 times more persistent term, Senator Obama. Leaving behind the senators put me on the trail of His Honor, the former mayor of September 11, New York. His website, too, shouted a first name, Rudy. Rudy had a position summary his team called On the Issues. His overview started with fiscal discipline. Before Rudy was elected mayor, tax and spend policies created billion-dollar deficits and led to the loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs in New York City. Rudy restored fiscal discipline by controlling spending and cutting wasteful programs. This relatively clear prose for a politician pushed me forward in search of actual issues facing the presidency. He cut the size of city-funded government bureaucracy by nearly 20%, excluding the number of cops on the street and teachers in the classroom. Rudy's record proves he can... Well, on the issues appeared to be so much like on my resume that I felt only the ESP could get me to the point under it all. Where was he going with these statements? What did Rudy want me to remember? Rudy had issues. But the term that defined his point twice as often as any other was, of course, Rudy. You can find more articles and audio at EnglishMojo.com. Two and a half centuries into the world's greatest democratic experiment has brought American campaign prose to the state of affairs. In countries of younger and more dubious democratic traditions, candidates deliver simple campaign messages by driving through city streets in sound cars, shouting into loudspeaker systems. Japan, for example, limits campaigning to blaring out nothing more than "Hello!" a candidate's name, and "Thank you very much!" which beleaguered citizens hear over and over in the weeks before the election. So far, have the contenders for the title of 44th President of the United States, contenders with unimaginable funds and media access, have they done much different? Over 100 million U.S. voters are caught up in a confusing storm of issues. They are listening, reading, and watching the campaign machines of Rudy, of Obama, of McCain, and of Hillary, as these machines serve up new varieties of fluffy, cream-stuffed rhetoric. These billion-dollar campaign bakeries all specialize in a single common filling, with a taste that lingers long after the word mass has been swallowed. Pungent and persistent, it can be described most simply as the tart message, "Remember me, remember me, remember me." Bon appétit, America. As this election season thickens the clouds of rhetoric around us, English Mojo wants to help ventilate the hot air. Toward this end, we are launching a new free service, which uses the English Mojo subtext process, or ESP. You are strongly encouraged to send in any text from any candidate for president for analysis. It's simple to do this. When you find something a candidate says, send it to us. We'll run it through our ESP. And if the results might interest other readers and listeners of English Mojo, we'll publish them on the web and credit you. Here's how to participate. Find a candidate's statement. Select just the text of the full statement and copy it. Then, paste this text into an email to us at EnglishMojo@gmail.com or into the message box on the contact page at EnglishMojo.com. Be sure to include the verifiable source of the text, such as the web address it came from. We'd also like to know what you thought of the statement. You may wish to track one or more candidates. We heartily invite you to continue to send us texts from their campaigns as the season progresses. We're counting down to November 4th, 2008. It's time to clear the air and expose the subtexts. So we look forward to hearing from you soon. Goodbye for now. Music provided by Nikleus. This is Joseph Cashmere. Thanks for joining us. Find links to the subjects discussed here and more at EnglishMojo.com. And you're invited to send your comments to EnglishMojo@gmail.com. Until next time.